Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So today, we have a public service announcement for you. If you ever go downtown, especially on a certain day of the week, and Kevin, who is our Sacramento correspondent on The Wake Up Call, all things Sacramento, he lives and breathes it. Light the beam. What is it that you have discovered through your research?
I got a PSA for everyone, and you're not going to like it. Sundays, parking is not free.
And I swear to God it is.
It was free for a while, so I didn't pay my parking meter. And guess what a bitch got?
What did a bitch get?
A parking ticket, but an absurd amount, because the ticket itself was $60. And then a Sacramento surcharge, which I don't know what the heck that's for. $15 more, so $75 parking ticket.
Why not just make it $75? Like, why do you have to do this weird,
Right. Or tell people that parking isn't free on Sundays anymore.
A $75 parking ticket?
Right.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Where were you parked? Upside down? Like, in the middle of the street?
Nope. Coincidentally, by a church.
Well, I think that's fine. I think you're allowed to park near churches.
I mean, I wouldn't give a ticket on the Lord's Day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So wait a second. So parking's not free in Sacramento on Sunday anymore?
I thought it was for the longest time.
I'm trying to see if this has been posted somewhere.
When did
even if it had, don't get me wrong. Because I'm on, like, the downtown partnership website. I'm trying to figure out where this might be posted. But even if it was posted there, zero people saw it.
Right.
You know?
They changed it in May?
In May? This year?
This is new.
Wow.
That is awful.
At least tell somebody when you change it so I know to pay for parking.
Period.
But how would they tell anybody?
Buy some advertising on this show.
That's a really good idea.
I mean, that's a little selfish.
You could tell everybody.
Buy advertising on shows that people listen to. I don't know, whatever. Like you gotta market. If you're gonna do that, there's two things that Sacramento did wrong.
Okay.
Well, three things.
Okay.
First, they got rid of that. Okay?
Yeah.
Second of all, they did it and nobody didn't tell anybody, or at least not in a way.
That got to the people.
Like one person like just walked outside the mayor's office and just went, "Hey everybody, you have to pay for parking on Sunday. All right, bye."
And then he walks back in and he goes, "Jeremy, tell everybody." He goes, "Yeah."
Yeah. Yeah. I did the best I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or third, if all you're going to do is just have Jeremy whisper it onto the sidewalk, then you need to have the fine start at like $10. And you need to incrementally bring it up. Because $10, not going to ruin your day. Not even going to ruin Kevin's broke-ass day.
And it's going to give you an opportunity to learn.
Exactly. Somebody said, "I saw it on the news." Yeah, well, you're the only one who watches the news.
Anybody else see it on the news? Or is
no,
it I want to know if other people saw it on the news. Because
right.
If they did, because then that's really going to poke some holes in our theory.
I love the text message right below. "I saw it on the news." Wait, are you guys serious? They said they've been announcing it.
When?
Where?
You got me messed up, everyone, not on my side.
You know where they need to do it? Before King's Games.
Right.
That would be a good idea.
And then after King's Games, hang banners from the Golden One Center. Do a drone show. Like, come up with...
That would be a good... That's smart.
All these people. It was months ago. Ha, ha, ha. You know what? I'm sick of hearing from all the people, all the nerds out there that subscribe to the email list for all the municipal news from Sacramento.
Hey.
Where are all the people who didn't know about this? Text in or call us 909-1065 where you're just learning about this now.
I also have the officer's name, too.
I am seeing June 21st, CBS News. Sacramento will eliminate free on-street parking on Sundays.
Okay, that's fine that they went to the news. Nobody told us?
Mm-mm. We're the news.
Have you not told? It's like, did you only go to traditional television and that was it? And you're like, guys, we did it.
It's like, it does seem like they could have just put out like a press release and then we all would have talked about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Or is this intentional?
What do you mean?
Oh.
Did they not want us to know so that they could fine us?
Somebody did text in, this is money for the city. Why would they advertise it? Great point.
They probably legally have to, but they are going to do it in a way. Listen, we have friends at the news. I'm not going to say nobody watches the news. You watch the news.
Yeah, I do watch the news.
The local news.
Yeah, the local news. But I didn't see it. Somebody said, I get all my news from TikTok and you guys. There you go. So how come there wasn't somebody? Get the staffers from the office of parking or something like that to do a TikTok dance. That would have gotten people to be like, shoot, Sunday, it's not free anymore. Oh.
So many people said they didn't know.
Right, exactly. And I'm sorry, Kevin, you had to be collateral damage.
Well, I'm going to court for it.
Oh, I would love that.
Can we represent you?
Yes.
I've got a smart lady suit.
Yeah, and we are a lawyer.
And I'll get a briefcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll handcuff it to our own wrist for some reason. Don't take us seriously.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.